This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Air raid alerts have been going off in cities all around Ukraine in the past few hours. The Russians have been shelling several suburbs of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's military forces are keeping up their campaign to capture Ukraine's capital as residents of other besieged cities hold out hope that renewed diplomatic talks might open the way for more civilians to evacuate or emergency supplies to reach them. An advisor to Ukraine's president says a fourth round of talks between Ukrainian and Russian officials to discuss getting medicine and food and other desperately needed supplies to cities and towns under fire, among other issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That new round of talks between Russia and Ukraine comes a day after a Russian airstrike on a military base near the border with Poland, a NATO country. A U.S. official says Russia asked China for military equipment to use in its invasion of Ukraine. Ahead of talks today in Rome between the U.S. and China, President Biden's national security advisor Jake Sullivan said,
If they think that they can basically bail Russia out, they can give Russia a workaround to the sanctions that we've imposed, they should have another thing coming, because we will ensure that neither China nor anyone else can compensate Russia for these losses.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. Former President Obama says he tested positive for the coronavirus, though he's feeling pretty good, he says. He says his wife Michelle tested negative. Mr. Obama says he's had a scratchy throat for a couple of days, but otherwise is feeling fine. He says he and Michelle are vaccinated and boosted. Tom Brady has unretired. He says he's returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd NFL season. He says his place is still on the field. This is AP News. He was nominated for Oscars four times and had some very big hits in the theater. William Hurt has died. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
What do you do when your real life exceeds your dreams?
During the 1980s, William Hurt had as big of a career as anyone could imagine. He was leading man in a series of movies including Broadcast News, Body Heat, and The Big Chill. Hurt has died. His son has issued a statement saying he died yesterday of natural causes. He was 71 and had prostate cancer. During his career, Hurt picked up four Oscar nods, cashing in one of them for Kiss of the Spider Woman. The following decades were not as kind. Hurt fell out of favor with directors for developing a reputation as being difficult to work with. He also had struggles with drug and alcohol abuse. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Gas is $4.32 a gallon this morning. That's up 26 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.